This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Bulk ag commodity exports such as soybeans and wheat were running 8% behind a year ago after 10 months of 2024. But the story is much different for high-value ag export products. We will hear more from USDA economist Bart Kenner next.
Imagine having 86% more days with perfect weather. Imagine having an extra 4 hours every morning or a combine that's 86% more powerful. That's the feeling of a Revitech fungicide harvest. Revitech is proven to outperform the competition 86% of the time, providing up to 9.5 more bushels per acre. It's the number one recommended choice by growers. Visit Revitech.com and look forward to a future that's 86% more secure. Always read and follow label directions.
Bulk ag commodity exports such as soybeans and wheat were running 8% behind a year ago after 10 months of 2024. It's a different story for high-value ag export products.
In total, high-value products exports were $100 billion, up 4% over last year.
That is USDA economist Bart Kenner, who says that sales of U.S. fruit and fruit products are on the rise, with export values at almost $5.5 billion.
A 9% increase over last year, and vegetables and vegetable products at $7.2 billion, 8% greater than last year.
Red meat, dairy products, and ethanol are also ahead of last year's export pace. Bart Kenner also details exports of U.S. animal and animal products during the first 10 months of 2024.
Live animal exports were up 10% over the same period last year. Red meat products were up 5% over last year at $16.9 billion. Poultry products down 1% from last year, but dairy products up 1% over last year.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, make sure and check out our podcast tab of our website to find our daily market podcast as well as our Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.